check into it. I hate to see Bobby Kennedy and Ralph Yarborough force $2 billion down our throat on the GI Bill.
I think the key on this one, Mr. President, is his team.
Yes, I understand.
Well, you realize that, yes.
There's not much key to it, though. If the Senate overwhelms the passes, it puts them on the spot, you know.
That's right.
He was. It oughtn't have been passed at all if our fellows had been on the ball. First I knew about it, it was just up reading on the ticker. And I don't know where the hell our people have been. They ought to try to stop it in the Senate, stop it at Mansfield, stop it all around the line. I didn't know it scared you.
Yeah, well, I've been told, I must say I'm remiss on it, because I'd been told 3 or 4 days ago that they thought we couldn't block it from coming up. But I assumed you knew that. We couldn't let it go. But I assumed you knew that.
Well, now, what's it going to cost us?
Well, the number that Harper puts on the bill is $400. I think that's just for open.
$400?
That's $400 billion. So I think that's just for open. Because once you open this gate, then the very next thing is that there are these people who are fighting with the educational benefits, plan out all the medical benefits, the pensions, and everything else that goes with it. This could run up, I can't give you an exact number, it could run one heck of a lot higher than $400 billion.
Well, if we're so interested in education, what's wrong with the bill? I'm trying to get at somebody that hadn't worn a uniform.
Pardon?
I can't argue that kind of an argument that I want to get at somebody that hasn't had on a uniform.
No, this isn't the point of getting to somebody who hasn't had on a uniform. The real point, Mr. President, the way to go at this is to take that higher education thing we've gotten. Once we get it passed, to start beefing it up over the years to make sure that anybody who's qualified can come in and get the appropriate loan, work, study arrangements, which we've got, and scholarship grants. The guys who fight in Vietnam, let's do that in terms of the pay and allowances and everything else we give in the service. We shouldn't consider this education a reward business for fighting in Vietnam. These aren't the people who are facing a reward. For example, the people fighting over there, as you know, we have to build up the largest part of our country. The essence of this argument is we can get at the education. So much better by taking your higher education bill and as the years go on, this year, next year, and year after, building that up to the point of getting this money to the people who need it. Veterans and non-veterans. This is kind of a reward problem. The difference between now and right after World War II was that the people we pulled into the service during World War II had their education interrupted. That's not the case. Anybody who wants to go through college can still go through college before he goes to service. Not in the same kind of situation.
Overwhelming majority of the Senate don't see it that way.
I know that. Now, my understanding has been that Mitch Teague is supposed to have been Yarborough bill now,
basically.
He might be able to get some kind of, the only thing I can see now, he can get some kind of an alternative government for it. Last week with Doug Cater and the people from defense to see what we could work out to get a compromise. I understood the bill was Doug Cater was going to go talk to the other ways it gets the same thing.
Well, you better give the kid and you all better go see Teague and see what you can do, because it'll be over that morning. Darb will be asking the mayor.
Right. I'll check right in with Doug and see
what's your estimate? Sure it'll cost you.
Well, we haven't got a number. It depends on what this is going to lead to in terms of new legislation. If our estimate is right, this is a political estimate, then once this is through, there's no reason in the next session of Congress not to put in all the other legislation. Well up above $1 billion a year by health in 1975. I think we'll have a number of $1.2 to $3 billion a year. By the time you get these people, I don't have a specific number, except it'll be a lot higher than Once this passes, the big veterans organizations do not now accept people after the Korean situation. Those veterans organizations will open up their membership. Once they do, then you've got they were not in heavily lobbying business. But they will be very shortly.
Lose his whole program, even World War II.
Well, we've been going on the principle of what we ought to do is to get right now the minimum amount we need necessary to go through January 15th or January 30th.
Don't need anything now. You've got 50 billion.
Right.
Got transfer authority. So I just say we can get by on 200-300 million extra besides the 800 you already got.
Right.
And that's the way I'd put it to them. Just give them enough to put in something to send it.
Well, right now they're over there cranking up some estimates for the Secretary's benefit when he gets back. Suppose I, without saying everything you said, call them up right now.
I just tell them they've got 800 million and use that, and then use some transfer money. And then try to be ready to go up January the 15th to the 1st. I told Cy Vance that 2 or 3 days ago.
Let me try my circuits and see if...
Tell them it's going to kill our legislation because they'll leak it sure as hell.
I won't say that. I won't say a word on that.
All right.
Yeah, okay, Mr. President.
Thank you.